Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, the waiting game continues. Senior civil servant Sue Gray has yet to send her final report on the several gatherings at Downing Street that may have broken the COVID-19 regulations. Let's get the latest on this now. Enda Brady's on the line, Sky News correspondent. So, Enda, it's a waiting game, as I said, but when is it expected to be published, this report?
Good morning, Claire. Well, we simply don't know, but all the whispers going around Westminster are that the Prime Minister will receive it today at some point, and then it's up to him as to when it's made public and how much of it is made public. So it's not an ideal scenario that you've got someone who's effectively investigating their boss, and the report then goes to their boss to decide when it's released and how much of it is released, and then chuck into the mix as well a Metropolitan Police investigation. So Boris Johnson really is in for a very difficult 48 hours, and of course it's Prime Minister's questions here just after midday on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday the Prime Minister heads over to Parliament. I would imagine it will be pretty rumbustious atmosphere in there. Johnson seems to be up for a fight, and I think he's going to need every scrap of energy and political cunning and wiliness that he has to survive this.
So you're saying that there may be elements within this report that will not be published as a result of the investigation. So who makes that call?
Ultimately, it'll be the Prime Minister. So, you know, it's not an ideal situation at all. I think what's compounding everything is the police investigation. So the Metropolitan Police have let it be known that they have no problem with the report being released in full. I think what will happen is that some of the Prime Minister's advisers may get involved and some of it may be redacted. It's not ideal. But certainly all the body language from Boris Johnson is that he is absolutely prepared to defend himself. There are reports that, you know, if the police find that there were serious breaches of lockdown rules, he may have to be interviewed. Now, that would be incredible, and that would put him in a very dodgy position indeed. If he were to be interviewed under caution, that has never happened to a serving British Prime Minister. Tony Blair was interviewed by police in the Cash for Honours scandal in 2006. He was interviewed as a witness. Blair, back in 2006, let it be known publicly that if he had to be interviewed under caution, he would feel the need to resign. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, it's getting very, very perilous for Boris Johnson.
Let's see how the day goes. Enda, thank you very much indeed. Enda Brady there, Sky News correspondent. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.